Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a Trent presentation from April 2015. Mr. Neil Elliott, Head of Global Branding Tools, Trends and Insights of Avery Dennison, presents RBIS, External Embellishment and Label Prints.
Hello. Right, good morning, everyone. My name's Neil Elliott. I'm the Head of Global Trends and Insights at Avery Dennison. We've got a presentation, a Trends and Insights presentation for Autumn Winter 16-17. And then I'm going to hand you over to my colleague, Deanna Lassard, who is Senior Product and Innovation Manager. And she's going to go through some of the innovation and product that we're working on. We've also got our stand is 422, so we're just the other side. We've got loads of product there, loads of trends and insights, documents as well you can have a look through. But yeah, we're just on the other side of this of the screen, 422. Okay, so I'm going to start off with some trends, performance, macro trends. So just looking at sort of five or six key things that are coming through in performance that we're seeing trend-wise. And then I'm going to pass through onto the our autumn-winter 16-17 seasonal portfolio. Just give you an overview of some of the key trends that we're picking out there, with some product as well that we've created that works into those trends. So looking at some of the big sort of overarching macro trends. So body shift. Here, embracing the shift in focus from body as decoration to body as machine, we are seeing the rise of function over aesthetics for fitness. In this new paradigm, healthy is the new sexy, strength and agility are more important than slimness. While calories are simply fuel for our active body and mind, being fit for life is key. So here we're sort of seeing that, you know, is that healthy is the new sexy, you know, that whole trend of things coming through where health and performance and actually activities are the more sort of new fashion statement at the moment. So sort of things that we're looking at there are Superfit Hero is a line of athletic apparel with a mission to support and empower women. Alongside clothing, the brand is also about creating fun, inspiring content to highlight the unique superpowers of its community. So really sort of having slight sort of edge to it as well. So looking at sort of super fit hero status. So sort of key takeaways from this trend are healthy is the new sexy, explore wider definitions of what women value in sports, design function over aesthetics, and talk to consumer as equals, don't categorize them by gender. Next trend is status wear. So performance is less about pounding the treadmill and more about the whole lifestyle vision and experience of leisure, and the rise of activewear sales reflect this. In the US, women's activewear sales grew 9% in 2013 as consumers increasingly blur the boundaries between casual wear and active wear. So, you know, we've seen the likes of Net-a-Porter going into that and working on a website which is Net-a-Sporter. Obviously, we're seeing the fashion meets sports increasing in other brands, fashion brands, such as Topshop and Adidas Originals. And then sort of the designer, Alexandra Wang as well, blurring the boundaries between active and in leisure. Next trend, made for all. In keeping with the global trend of diminishing gender boundaries and age cliches, we are seeing a shift in the fitness world. Rather than erasing masculine and feminine preferences, these new workouts aim to enable and empower both sexes. Workout promote power and strength by combining traditional feminine studio activities with often male-dominated weightlifting. Activities are no longer divided by gender. Women seek strength from gym, weights room, and men, they achieve flexibility of ballerinas. So this is looking at the whole trend where it's all about, not about sort of gender divide. It's all about sort of gender fluidity. So we're seeing that in yoga classes as well. So we're seeing big sort of male athletes doing yoga classes. We're seeing sort of acne jeans working on an underwear range, which is both for men and women. And also Uniqlo as well, doing campaigns where they have more of a genderless look and feel to them as well. Next trend is immersive. So gamification, storytelling, experimental apps and virtual sweat sessions are changing the way that consumers integrate exercise into their busy lives. Live streaming and online workout offer alternative gym classes. So we can see there where immersive fitness, so there's a virtual workouts that people are working on where they transform the gym studio into a truly immersive environment with these sessions. So that's the cycling one there. And then also looking at bike workouts as well, which are enabled online. So you can actually do your bike workout actually online. So it doesn't matter where you are. So key takeouts for that are layered experience to enhance the performance. Technology spurs users to achieve their goals via gaming. Reconsidering traditional fitness locations in favor of experiences that can be delivered any time, any place, and embracing the 2D and 3D world. This takes us on to the next trend, which is community. So recognizing that activity tracking devices are not enough to motivate people alone, we are seeing the rise of community workouts that spark a new competitive spirit, layering with digital gaming and fitness tracking. They can help people reach their goals more easily than solo exercise. Meeting and at gyms and taking group classes is the new form of communities. The gym is taking up the role of the community leader. So these are there's a Morning Gloryville there, which is an early morning sort of sober clubbing environment, which starts at 6:30 and basically gives that sort of club experience. And basically now that's sort of gone round to 15 cities around the world. So this whole thing of communities working together, doing their activities together at sort of times when, you know, either late at night or early morning is a real push trend that we're seeing coming through. And that whole community thing carries on with the Run the Empire app, which is an app that you can basically download onto your phone. When you do your run in your local area, it basically, once you do a loop, you basically own that area. So it's that whole, and basically your person down the street can actually do a run as well and then overtake your area. So it's that whole sort of community, a bit of competitiveness, but again, sort of, you know, looking at your local area as a resource for fitness as well as sort of that competitive active edge. Fitness intelligence. Athletes are already assisted with their training through remote coaching apps, but now sensors are being woven, knitted or embroidered into fabrics, bringing new ways to monitor muscle and activity posture. So this is looking at sort of workouts and using garments that where you can actually track what the athlete's doing. So this Athos is a wearable personal training suit where it gives real-time feedback and monitors the users in performance, as well as integrated fabric sensing technology that Nike have recently applied to patent. So that's another big thing. And then looking at sort of also strips that you can attach to your body where you work out, and it gives you the information of how your performance is going. And then the last macro trend, next nature. As the boundaries of science and nature blur, the advantages of both are being harnessed. Scientists and designers are exploring new ways, new material partnerships that could create the ultimate material solution. Looking to nature to inherit advantages, the material world is embracing a new natural approach to materials, which offers the promise of synthetic biology for future textiles. So here there's BioLace, a scientist that's actually using a project to synthetically build actual materials and fabric. So these textiles are made from yarn derived from cellulose extracts from kelp, seaweed, and are harvested in South Africa with similar properties to viscose. It has a natural occurring organic aesthetic, but is entirely man-made. So takeaways here are inherent properties are harnessed to create new potential. Nature and tech collide for the best of both worlds. New naturals are harvested using advanced tech for new material offices. And more than sustainability, this is about future-proofing material resources. So then just looking on sort of the key takeaways from everything there that we've just seen. So look first at function and need, not gender or age. Consider emerging technologies that tap into mind and open up new property opportunities. Engage with a layer of experience through narrative or play to enhance activity. Look to human plus as tech enhances man through a synthetic and biological blend. Embrace symbiosis of natural and synthetic material to future-proof material resources and offer advantaged properties. So then basically they're sort of the big macro trends that we're seeing coming through over sort of like a 3 to 5 year process. And then from that, what Avery Dennison do, we actually work into those trends and work on a seasonal portfolio. And from that, we actually produce products that we actually show to our customers and clients. So this is our new release, which is the Autumn Winter 16-17. So basically what we've done here is focused it into three key trends from everything we've seen, what's going on. Obviously for us, our mission is to elevate brand, accelerate your performance. Sustainability is rooted in our values and has long been part of the approach of the business. So we're heavily behind the sustainable angle as well. We look towards offering sustainable experiences and product. We also have a green print focus where we can actually look at customers' branding solutions and offer a more enhanced sustainable a solution for them. So going through to the trends that we talked about, so we look globally at everything from what's happening in performance to museums to trend. We look at all the trend sites as well. We have our global offices in New York, Tokyo, London, Paris. And from that, we gather all this information and focus them down into three key trends. So first trend on the seasonal portfolio is called outdoor. The continued growth and popularity of outdoor sports market comes from the desire to explore the unknown terrain, connect with the earth, lessen your stress load, and gain the feeling of well-being. So on this trend, we're looking at sort of authentic heritage influences. It's got that outdoor sense, rugged yet refined with technology. And then we're looking at sort of a sustainable angle on here as well. So sort of looking at materials and branding, so we're looking at natural looks, sustainable yarns, cracked and raw wood being one of the key substrates, translucent layers, and sort of natural inks. The next trend is core. The growing demand of smart technology that is simple and useful for athletes focuses our attention on the ongoing push of technology and feature in performance apparel and the optional workout every time. So here we're looking at that trend that we saw before, which is all about sort of smart engineering, improving performance and wellness, progressive pace and technology advances as well. So here on the sort of material and branding, we're looking at intelligent branding, perforated labels, swetch and breathable HTLs, three-color reflective, which you'll see in a minute, micro embossing and textured branding. And then the last trend that we're focused on for performance is future function. So this is that link of the performance and fashion blend. So merging fitness and fashion has seen a large growth based on consumers wanting to look stylish in and out of their workout sessions, including those who are participating in today's popular group and community workout. So here we're looking at sort of style and performance, unexpected and sophisticated, modern and minimalist. So material and branding here, we're looking at embossed labels, heat bonded elements, fashion tech fusions, metallic shimmer, stretch, structured neoprene, quilted and laser perforated labels as well. And then just some of the product that we actually have worked on within these trends. So looking at a agility colored reflective heat transfer, which is a three color reflective transfer. Also looking at exterior embellishment, which is a fabric separated element. So this is a laser cut heat applied fabric. That then is actually, before that, is print sublimated, so you can get the print effect on there as well. So it's got a real sort of premium performance look to it. And then going back to that first trend, that outdoor, so looking at digitally printing on wood veneer. So this is a digital print on a birch wood. So you've got that, you can have that sort of heritage sort of aesthetic. It has that natural look, high definition print you can do on there. And can be included fine detail and text with scannable codes as well. So that's digitally printed veneer wood swing ticket. And then just some of the other products, again, come by the stand 422, which is just the next one along, to see some of the other product that we're working on as well that works into those trends. And then looking at sort of heat transfers, also different textures and techniques that we're doing on swing tickets as well. So with that, I'll pass it on from innovation. I will pass you on to Deanna Lassard, who will talk through the innovation drivers that we're working on.
Great. Awesome. Good morning. My name is Deanna Lassard. I'm the senior product manager and innovation manager for Avery Dennison. And just going to take a few moments this morning to share with you the process of thinking that we go through when we put new products into our pipeline of innovation, where the inspirations and the planning and the directions come from, and circle back around to the information that Neil shared with you as well this morning. And then at the end, we will review a couple of the innovations as a result of that pipeline that we've developed and released in the past year. So the one of the key sources of our information comes from consumer-centric studies that we undertake each year. Last year, we partnered with a company, Burke. It's a leading consumer studies research firm. And we conducted a consumer insight study on the power of branding. And basically, we set out to answer a few questions around the power of branding and the branding solutions and what they deliver to the consumer at the point of sale and how they influence the consumer's decision to buy, their intent to purchase, as well as their perceptions of the value of the garment that they're looking at. So some of the questions that we had for the study to answer was, what meaning do the branding solutions have to the consumer at the point of sale? And by branding solutions, I mean the tags, the tickets, the labels, the packaging itself, how all of those play together in order to give some sort of impression to the consumer and affect their decisions. So we wanted to find out, do these have an influence on the increasing of their intent for purchase? Do they have effect on their perception of the value of the garment? And are there differences in those perceptions globally? And then lastly, we wanted to find out through the study from the consumers what their expectations were and their how their decisions play in regards to the sustainable messaging that may be present on the garments and their understanding of the brands. So the study was given in person to consumers. We conducted the study globally in the U.S. and in Europe and in Asia. The makeup of the consumers that were in the study were ages of 19 to 45, about 50-50 male-female. We showed them actual products to examine and look at. The product categories came from three specific product categories that we were interested in: the athletic top, the fashion top, and premium denim. And then we had them specifically look at the branding solutions for the exterior embellishment, the interior main label, the interior care label, and the hang tags. And as we received the information, the study provided to us directional and statistical data that basically pointed us to the importance of each of the branding solutions as they work together as a group on the overall purchase intent and expected value that they were expected to pay, as well as the individual impact of the each of those solutions. So each of the tags, labels, and packaging and hang tags, what was preferred in each of those groups. And it did, and some of the things were surprising. Basically, what we found out was we validated some things we thought we already knew, but now we have data to support it. And then we found some new things. And one of the, there were three basic findings from the research. One was that when the right combination of those branding solutions were used on the garment, the consumers saw value, that there was an increase in the value perception, as well as their intent to buy. But the second thing that we discovered was not all branding solutions are created equal. Some things meant more to the consumer in the premium, say you were looking, they were looking at premium denim. Those solution sets that work best there, not necessarily translated into an athletic top. So there were very specific preferences that made more differences. So the combination, the right combination, makes a difference. And then lastly, sustainability does indeed matter, but maybe in a different way than we're used to from historic understandings. So we had a we have a better explanation, an understanding of that. So one of the specific findings from the statistical data was that the right combination of branding on the garment can actually impact the intent to purchase from the consumer by an average of 17%, and their perceived value of the garment and their expectation to pay for it was could go up as much as 2 to 4%. So let's look at a couple examples of this. This is the findings on the athletic top. So in the athletic top category, the external embellishment was the number one perceived value and preferred method of an impact on their purchase intent and value of the garment. And in the external embellishment for athletic tops, the number one type of external embellishment that made the biggest impact was one that we called, it's the heat transfer with an embroidery effect. So I can pass this around, you can come up and look at it later, but basically using elements and placement on the garment that look like an embroidered effect, but it's not. It's just a heat transfer with a very high quality, high detail printing that looks like embroidery, but without all the stitching and the, you know, the, it has better comfort and wear to the performance consumer. So the key in some of the discoveries within this product category was that the external embellishment had, was the number one influence. And that was globally. That was pretty much the same with in all the regions between Asia, US, and Europe. Did it go? Yeah. The in the category of the fashion tops, where external embellishment really doesn't play that much of a decision making in their intent to buy, it's more about the style, the cut, the fit, the silhouette of the top. The number one influencing factor for their intent to buy and their perceived value of the garment had to do with the interior main label, so the label that had the branding on it. That had the most influence in their decision making. And there were some regional differences, but in general, they liked the lighter weight solutions within the main label options provided to them. Heat transfer. In the US and in China, the heat transfer was preferred over woven labels. In Europe, it was a second to the woven labels. It was a close second to woven labels. And in, even in the woven labels, it was the softer edges, the softer, the more, the less intrusive on the neck that were the most preferred. So in our conclusion when in reviewing this data, the story that came out, the outcome in the summary was that customers, the consumers wanted the fashion, but they're really not wanting to sacrifice the comfort. They want the most comfort. So they're kind of carrying over that comfort messaging from the performance area, you know, low impact and less distractions, zero distractions, into even their fashion wear. Now, regarding sustainability, consumers were most interested in purchasing garments that were made in a socially and economically responsible way, or environmentally responsible way. And this meant that the garments are made in factories where all the workers are respected, they're treated fairly, they're paid a fair wage, they're looking for plants that don't pollute their local environment. It's more than just about green materials. It's more than just about garments that are made with sustainable materials anymore. They want the whole package. They want the company to behave in a sustainable manner for all their business. They want brands and products that take care of people and planet. So that's kind of a shift. It's a major shift in the sustainable understanding of what consumers are looking for. The other part that was a little bit surprising was that consumers are feeling empowered by their branding, so they're purchasing. So they feel like they can actually make companies behave in this manner by their power of their vote, by what they purchase. So it's important for them to understand what the messaging is on the brand, on their sustainability and in their behaviors of sustainability, because they do tend to make purchases based on that understanding. So 88% of the consumers expect brands to behave in this manner, in environmentally friendly behavior. And 83% of the consumers were more likely to make a purchase with brands that they perceive to be environmentally friendly. So it makes a difference. So in the research, we confirmed that the branding solutions do indeed increase in the right combination, using the right combination, they can increase the consumer's perceived value of the garment, as well as make a positive impact on closing the sale, basically, their intent to purchase. And that sustainability does matter in the way that the products are made, and not just what they're made of. And brand labeling is a key vehicle to communicate this to the brand values and the sustainability messaging on the garment at the point of purchase. So consumer behavior studies, that's one part of our information flow that comes in and makes an impact on how we innovate. We also gain our insights from Neil's team with the market studies, the trends in market, the trends in the brands, in the creative end, pulling all those pieces together to basically identify in our innovation planning key market drivers. And those key market drivers basically define our sandbox, as we call it, for innovation. It's where we focus and make sure that every innovation that we come up with and that go into our pipeline addresses at least one or more of those key market drivers, because they all feed up into all this background information. So they're meaningful product innovations. This is a picture of the key market drivers as a result of all the studies that we've had, that we've conducted and continue to conduct. The key market drivers for new product innovations are brand aesthetics, how it looks, feels, can it add value to the garment and to the consumer's messaging around the garment and attraction for it. Future fabrics, fabric performance, and lightweight are all interrelated. That's about the physical properties and the physical drivers of the fabrics and how our products can adhere to them without impeding the performance nature of them. Wearable technologies and personalization are also interlinked. Neil touched on it much earlier about how consumers today are completely connected with our environments, right, all the time, and including now being embedded into our clothing. We're looking for wearable technologies to tell information about ourselves and our well-being, as well as using them as motivational techniques. And our intent and objective is to integrate those technologies into our solutions to elevate the brands and accelerate the performance and tie it all together. And then sustainability, everything we do has a sustainable message. Every innovation and every product that we put out meets very strict RSL requirements. And can support the sustainability messaging from our brands. And then lean manufacturing. We're always working with the factories to look for better ways to produce the garments and using branding solutions to fit into lower costs, better efficiency overall. So I'm gonna take a moment to just review a few of the latest innovations that we've introduced into the market. The first one is Performance Pro Bond. So the problem that was being addressed with this product, in the performance market, we have fabrics that are very heat sensitive, right? Many of them even say do not iron, and yet the preferred method of embellishing many of these garments made out of these materials is a heat transfer, which uses heat. So on a do not iron garment, we're trying to bond something using heat, and it sometimes leaves that scar, like a shininess on the material. In addition to the pressure that's required for typical heat transfers is quite high in some cases and can also leave a mark on the fabric. So recognizing this, we set out to innovate a new product that uses a much lower heat requirement, so low melt adhesive. It also has about a third of the pressure that's required on a typical heat transfer. So it's very low pressure, just enough with a free-flowing adhesive to go into those fabrics well. So it reduces the risk of that scarring on the bonding. We also combined it with a technology improvement that we have introduced for blocking the migration dye, the dye migration of these fabrics. So using dye sub fabrics, being a big user in the synthetic garments, the dyes can tend to migrate when they're bonded with heat, reactivating those dyes. And so we have dye migration blocker in the technology in the built into the ProBond. And with those two technologies together, we're able to really elevate the branding that can be achieved without having the visual aesthetic problems that sometimes the heat transfer can supply on these types of fabrications. And this is just an example of one of the successes that product has given. We have the Puma Arsenal sponsor logo business using this particular product. Okay. Another one is on reflective. So another study that we undertook in the last year was working with the Progressive Sports Technology out of Loughborough University in the UK. And we conducted a research project, a market study, to better understand just how low-light apparel is being used by the athletic consumer. And in this, we also combined a few other studies to come out with a better understanding of how the garments are being used and some guiding principles when it comes to reflectivity. So the study that was conducted by Progressive did a survey of consumers that considered themselves athletic enthusiasts. And when asked about their concerns when they are working out, particularly outside, what were their number one, what were their concerns? And the number one overwhelming concern was vehicular traffic. So that shouldn't surprise anyone, right? And their visibility with the vehicular traffic. They also expressed to us that they realize and recognize that the best way to be visible is using that bib, the fluorescent bib with all the little reflective pieces on it. Ironically though, it was also voted the least likely that they will wear. They don't like it. Even though they're concerned about safety and they know that that's the best way to be safe and be visible, they don't like to wear it because they have a sense of style as well. So that kind of works into the whole trends identification that Neil was even hitting on earlier. So what they really want is visibility but with some style. Other studies also show on BioMotion study. A picture there expresses what the BioMotion study was about. Basically, we as humans recognize other humans faster and quicker, like within milliseconds, hundreds of milliseconds, when there are certain points of our body that light up. So shoulders, elbows, wrists, ankles. We recognize those points in movement as a human. So it's important about the placement, all right? So not only that we have a reflective element, but where is it placed? Like here might be good for a logo, but not necessarily for recognizing it as a human. But put some elements in some of those key places and you recognize a human quicker. And then lastly, we also pulled some research that shows the importance of the contrasting colors. Different colors will show up under different lighting settings. So it's important to get an understanding of different light settings and what colors work in those light settings. So for instance, in sodium lighting of a street light, matte black actually shows up better. And then under daylight or adverse weather conditions and rainy, foggy weather, fluorescent colors show up better. So what we kind of took away from this research was that the important piece is that we have a solution that incorporates all of those elements, right? So we have a total visibility solution. So one example of this, and one of the pictures Neil showed was that spider, and it had the yellow, and it had some matte black, and it had some the silver reflective images on it. That's putting all of those pieces together into a single element. And it's not so much that you have to have it all in a single element. So this is just a design that we created and have used with several brands. So they could put this like a, almost like a warning sign, if you will, but this total low light visibility solution at those key points on your garments. It could be in your logo, it could be in stripes, and they don't have to be all together. They can be like a yellow and, you know, your fluorescent here and some reflective in another spot. Even the garment itself can have the coloring, like the fluorescent coloring to cover your fluorescent. It's just the key is using all of those to give a total visibility in those garments, not just one. It's not just about reflectivity only. Okay. Last one, performance stretch. So this product is in beta testing right now this year. We're beta testing with a major brand of athletic wear who uses a lot of compression garments and high stretch materials. And this product was specifically technically engineered for these fabrics that have really high stretch requirements. And one of the challenges with heat transfers at times is that when you stretch it, especially over time or after wash, some chemistries tend to crack or peel or, you know, come off because of the high intense stretch that's required on these garments. Performance stretch was designed to withstand that type of stretch. So our testing has proven above 2.5 times the size, the stretch percent, and recovery around 98%, 97-98%. We have had wear tests with this brand who's beta testing it now, and it's outperformed anything else they've used to date. So it's showing really, really good results, and we think we have a very robust chemistry that really tends to stick to these fabrics even when they have coatings on them. So this is a new innovative product that, again, in beta test this year and will be introduced at large next year. And the key driver, if you will, of the innovation was the stretch, the robustness of the chemistry, and to deliver a product that holds the brand integrity basically for the life of the product, even through extreme wear. So in our conclusion on this, you know, our objective is to develop the innovative branding solutions that will drive consumer intent, right? Make the sell at the point of sale, make the messaging at the point of sale for the brand to add value for perception to the customer, and to integrate these into intelligent and creative and sustainable solutions that will elevate the brand and accelerate performance. That's all. Thank you, and please come and visit us for more information or more product visuals at our booth 422.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright April 2015 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.